Time for our daily thought ahead of our answer on Crack the Code. Dr. Simon Colstow with us all this week. He's from Botley. He's a scientist and a Christian. Popped in earlier to record his thought for Tuesday.
Good morning. The other day, I got on the train at Southampton Airport on my way to London and found myself sitting next to a rather nice pair of woolly gloves that a previous passenger had obviously left on the train. I tried them on and they fitted beautifully and even had a cosy fleece lining on the inside. If I had been intending to get off the train at Winchester, I would have probably thought, what a stroke of luck, put them in my pocket and enjoyed having warm hands. However, since I was staying on the train quite a lot longer than the 10 minutes it takes to get to Winchester, I got to thinking why I automatically found it acceptable to just keep a pair of gloves that obviously were not mine. Perhaps one of the most common ways we make decisions about what is right and what is wrong is by thinking through the consequences of our actions. In this case, the previous owner was unlikely to come looking for their gloves. I wouldn't exactly have got arrested for taking them off the train. No one else would know where I'd got them from. They were probably only worth £20, and my current pair of gloves had a hole in them, and I hadn't found the time to buy a new pair yet. But, although all these considerations were quite valid, did they form a good basis for a decision? Are the consequences of our actions all that matter, or are there other principles we should be paying attention to? Is it okay to do something merely because I think I can get away with it? Or should my sense of right and wrong rest on something deeper?
Good question. Simon's back same time tomorrow morning with another Daily Thought. Simon Colstall from Botley. Thank you.